Besides that, I can't think of a worse place in the world to get sexual advice than in Alcoholics Anonymous.
Says, suppose we fall short of the chosen ideal and stumble. Does this mean we're going to get drunk? Well, some people tell us so, but this is only a half-truth. It depends on us and our motives. Now, if we're sorry for what we've done and have an honest desire to let God take us to better things, we believe we'll be forgiven and have learned our lesson. If we're not sorry and our conduct continues to harm others, we're quite sure to drink. We are not theorizing. These are facts of our experience. Now, to sum up about sex, and here's some more prayer. So we earnestly pray for the right ideal, for guidance in each questionable situation, for sanity and the strength to do the right thing. If sex is very troublesome, we throw ourselves harder into helping others. We think of their needs and work for them. This takes us out of ourselves. It quiets the horny condition. No, excuse me. It quiets the imperious urge. When to yield would mean heartache.
So Bill used a lot of fancy words, didn't he? Okay, we're doing again here on this sex inventory that we did with resentments and fears. We're in the process of doing step four. This is the sexual part of it. So up at the top of the sheet, we'll put four. Again, out in the fifth column, we see the exact nature of the wrong we're going to talk to another human being about. The wrong is a thing that we've done to hurt another person. But what's the inherent characteristic of it? What's at the core of it? What's behind it? Also in the fifth column, we see the character defects we're going to become willing to turn loose of in step six. We see the shortcomings we're going to ask God to take away in step seven in the fifth column. Quite naturally, all the names in column one now will come off of this sheet and be added to the sheet to be used later on for steps eight and nine. So once again, I've given myself everything I need now for four, five, six, seven, eight, and nine. Sexual harms wise. The other thing that amazed me is I kept seeing a lot of the same names appearing on all three sheets. Never had I tied that together in my head before. Barbara was on all three sheets. I even had the Internal Revenue Service on all three sheets. I resented them and I feared them and I gave them a pretty good screw before I got through with them. But Now, the book doesn't tell us to do this, but we're going to suggest one more sheet. You know, there are some other people that we've harmed that really hasn't appeared on these sheets yet. Some of them were on a resentment sheet, some on fears, and some on sex, but there's probably some others that we've hurt. So we really haven't, it hadn't appeared on any of these sheets yet. Maybe somebody we stole from, or maybe somebody we undercut them and took their job away from them, or many, many different ways we hurt people, other than just sexual. And by the time we get to eight and nine, we're going to have a complete full list anyhow. So we're going to suggest another little sheet, and we call it a review of harms other than sexual. Those we stole from, those we undercut them and took their jobs away from them, those we borrowed money and didn't pay back, all the different ways we have of hurting other human beings. Column 1, we make a list of them. Column 2, what did I do to hurt them? Column 3, which part of self caused me to do so? Column 4, what feelings did I create in others? And eventually in the column 5, the exact nature of the wrongs. What character defect is involved here? When we get through with that, then we're going to have a complete inventory. We're doing 4 again. Now in column 5, we see the information that we need again for step 5, 6, and 7. And quite naturally, the names in column 1 will be used later on for steps 8 and 9. Now when we're through with this, and we've done a complete inventory, we've got all the information we need for steps 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And now then, we can get on with the rest of the program. But until we do this, we just can't do so. The book says if we've been thorough about our personal inventory, we have written down a lot. We have listed and analyzed our resentments. He didn't say it, but we've listed and analyzed our fears. We've listed and analyzed our sexual harms. We've listed and analyzed harms done to others other than sexual. Now, a lot of people don't like the word analyze. They say, well, utilize and don't analyze. And what they're saying is quit sitting around talking about it and get on with the business. But here, the use of the word analyzed is simply another word to be used for truth. We've taken a truthful, honest, moral, analytical inventory. You know, when the detective comes to a crime scene to investigate, they analyze the crime scene. They're trying to get down to the truth of it. And that's all the word means here. We've looked at a truthful inventory. We've begun to comprehend their futility and their fatality. We have commenced to see their terrible destructiveness. Now, here's a positive result. And again, we emphasize there's nothing negative about any step. As we go through them, we get positive results. We have begun to learn tolerance, patience, and goodwill toward all men, even our enemies. My God, what a personality change for an alcoholic. To begin to learn tolerance, patience, and goodwill toward all men, even our enemies, for we look on them as sick people. We have listened to people we've hurt by our conduct, and are willing to straighten out the past if we can. In this book, you read again and again that faith did for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We hope you are convinced now that God can remove whatever self-will has blocked you off from Him. If you've already made a decision,
which is step 3,
and an inventory of your grosser handicaps,
step 4,
you have made a good beginning. That being so, you have swallowed and digested some big chunks of truth about yourself. And I think here's where the book recognizes we're never going to do a perfect step 4. We've listed and analyzed, looked at our grosser handicaps,
which is our resentments and our fears and our sexual harms and our harms done to other people other than sexual.
We've listed and analyzed and looked at our grosser handicaps.
Column 5, our selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, frightened, and inconsiderate attitudes.
One great mistake people are making in AA today is they're sitting around waiting till they get well so they can do step 4 perfect. And they got the cart before the horse. We'll never do step 4 perfect. We do the best we can here following these instructions in the book, and at least we have been able to look at and come to terms with some of the grosser things that really block us off from God. Not only have we looked at them, we've gotten rid of some things here. We got rid of resentments. We got rid of fear to the level God intended for it to be. So we've had some positive changes all the way through here. Now later on there's going to be another step where we're going to inventory for the rest of our lives, period. The best we can do here is do the best we can. And then we'll rehone that as we go through the rest of the program for the rest of our lives, Joe. Yeah, I don't know whether you all have noticed or not, but nearly all the information in the big book on sex is on page 69. Did you ever notice that? I don't know that has any significance, but that's where it is. We heard a story about a young lady, and she went to her sponsor and said, "Sponsor, I've got a problem with this sex thing." Her sponsor said, "What is it?" She said, "Well, sober. I don't know what to do. Don't know how to act or anything else. Anything I've ever done in a sexual area has been while drinking, and I just don't know what to do about it." Her sponsor said, "Well, why don't you go home and get out your big book? Read page 69, and it will answer any questions you might have in a sexual area." So the young lady went home, got out the big book, and proceeded to read, but she got confused on page numbers. Instead of page 69, she read page 96. Just for the hell of it, why don't you go to 96 and see what she read? I think that's one of the most appropriate things I've ever read. It just goes on and on and on and on. All right. Now that we've got these inventory sheets all filled out now, now that we've made a few changes, let's see what we're going to do with these inventory sheets. We're going to do step 5, and then we'll take a break.